These are the miners' Ten Commandments. They lived by these rules because people were doing things that many considered very ungodly. Commandment number one, thou shalt have no other claim than one. This pretty much says that the miners should only have one claim. Commandment number two, thou shalt not make unto thyself any false claim, nor any likeness to a mean man by jumping one. Whatever thou findest on top or above or on the rock beneath or in a crevice under the rock, for I am a jealous dog. That pretty much means that you can't lie and you shouldn't claim others are a liar. And you shouldn't get jealous. Commandment number three. Thou shalt not go prospecting before thy claim gives out. Thou shalt not take thy money, nor thy gold dust, nor thy good name, to the gambling table in vain. Poker will prove to thee that more thou puttest down, the less thou shalt take up. And with thou thinkest of thy wife and children, thou shalt not hold thyself guiltless, but insane. It's saying you should never gamble, because every time you gamble, you lose more money. The more money you put down, the more money you'll lose. And if you gamble, it pretty much says you're insane because you're not thinking of your family. Commandment number four. Thou shalt not remember what thy friends do at home on the Sabbath day, lest their remembrance may not compare favorably with what thou doest. That's pretty much saying that on Sundays, which were the Sabbath days in Christ, you shouldn't think about things that you could be doing or would be doing if you were back home, because that's not what you're supposed to be doing on Sundays. Commandment number five. Think more of all thy gold and how canst make it fastest than how thou will enjoy it. It's pretty much saying don't think of it as a race, because if you take your time, you'll probably get more gold and you'll be happier and more wealthy. Commandment number six. Think more of, thou shalt not kill thine own body by working in the rain, even though shalt make enough to buy physic and attendance with. Neither shalt thou kill thy neighbor's body by shooting him, except he give thee offense. Then upon principle of honor, without principle, thou mayest, even though by keeping cool thou hast saved his life and thy conscience. So it's saying you shouldn't kill yourself by working in the rain, because that can get you sick and you can die in the mountains just from getting sick. And you shouldn't kill the neighbor unless he had an offense. Then it is what's right. Number seven. Thou shalt not grow discouraged and think of going home before thou hast made thy pile. It says that you shouldn't think bad about it. You should keep going and not give up. You should persevere, and you'll have your gold. Number eight. Thou shalt not pick out specimens from the company pane and put them into thy mouth or thy purse. Neither shalt thou take from thy cabin mate his gold dust to add to thine. Saying you shouldn't steal gold from a company pan, and you shouldn't take gold dust from your cabin mate. Number nine. Thou shalt not tell any false tales about good diggings in the mountains. You just shouldn't lie about what happens in the mountains, because that's wrong to give people hope that if it's not there. And it's also wrong to tell people there's nothing there when there is. Number 10. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's gold, nor his claim, nor undermine his bank in following the lead. It means you can't, like, steal his claim or his gold
And you can't, like, take his money by following the lead. This is all the minor Ten Commandments because people were doing things that were ungodly, like I said before. And so they created these, and they were punishable by many ways, including you can get up to 50 lashes, you could get hanged. It was just a very bad time, very strict. And this stopped a lot of these things from happening because out of fear. And it made the other miners feel protected.